Look at this splat. It's a unicorn.
This is AG, and no bullshit, I'm promoting life, and I'm here to kill the unicorn.
I want to kill the unicorn.
God, you're on fire.
Come on, man.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Splat Unicorner
Podcast.
We have a special horny horse here today. A friend, a colleague. I mean, I'm kind of in stock in what you do, but
we're brothers in spirit.
Wait, you don't talk until I introduce you, pal.
Sorry.
We have AG, the man, the myth, the legend, Dr. Pepper peddling motherfucker. AG, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Splat Unicorner Podcast. You got to talk into the mic.
Thank you for having me.
We're here for a good time, sir.
Yes, we are.
What's the saying? We're here for a good time, not a long time. Is that the saying?
Yeah, that's usually the saying. I'm here for a long time.
I'm here for whatever time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's good to have you on.
Thank you.
As you can, the people on the video can tell, he's masked up. He's got the COVID or AIDS.
I got the.
He's got the COVID AIDS.
It's a cowpoke.
He didn't want to give it to me or my co-host Coco. He just wanted to relive 2020, and I think he's doing a good job. It's a 2020 show here, right? Would you like a vaccine? I have some in the back.
No.
Okay.
I want to kill the unicorn.
It's promotion.
Yeah. Unless it's a steroid.
Hey. Get you that, too.
You know they're putting that in cows already.
Well, you know, that's in your Lucky Charms.
Exactly.
Yes, do you believe that?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Do you believe
me
that they, like, put shit in our food now?
Of course. Yeah, GMOs? Yes. Genetically modified food? Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know how some people don't believe, you know, in these types of things. They think it's a myth. It's like when you go to the grocery store and it's like organic berries.
Right.
Do you really believe that?
Nope.
Or
not
would you
entirely
just get any berry?
Not entirely. It
are
depends.
You
going to
pay $2 extra for what they label? The
it
label.
Depends,
the label.
It depends on the brand for me. So okay. Like Driscoll's.
Okay. So you're brand driven.
I'm brand driven when it comes to food.
Okay, what is it again? Driscoll's?
Driscoll's, yeah. What's Driscoll's, that? They have like blackberries, raspberries, okay, blueberries, yeah. And they have organic or just regular. So I'll pick the organic out of that.
And do you think it's organic?
I mean, yes, because I see it sold in Sprouts. And Sprouts is like probably the healthiest, in my opinion, grocery store.
Okay, so Sprouts is a grocery store? I think I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I think I might have seen it somewhere.
Yeah, so when I was doing Instacart during COVID as an essential worker.
Well, what's Instacart?
So Instacart is basically just delivering groceries.
Okay, so it's like DoorDash or
yeah.
Uber Eats.
Yeah, but that was the only like way for people to get out during the whole COVID scare in Texas, because they just had enforced the laws, especially in the Dallas area.
Oh, is like, that where you were during the COVID times?
I was in a sober house. Not a sober house.
You had to live in a sober house during. You had to live in a sober house.
During COVID. During COVID.
So
yes.
How did that work?
Well.
And we can hear you better.
To be honest.
Oh my God.
It worked.
So you already had rules, obviously.
Yeah, and I break them.
Yeah. Well, now you have. You can't even. Okay, so a sober house, what does that entail? Are you allowed to leave that house?
Yeah,
are you allowed
of course
to?
Well, I mean, if you're paying.
Is it like a halfway house?
Listen, this guy was charging $1,200 a bed.
Yeah.
Putting like 3 to 4 people in a room. I told him, look, dude, I'm going to pay you $900 tops.
Put your protector back on there.
Gotcha.
There you go.
I'm going to pay you $900.
You got powerful peas. But go ahead. So $1,200 to stay. You had to pay this guy $1,200?
I wasn't paying him $1,200. I paid him $9. Fuck that. I said, dude, I am not paying you $1,200. I'm not paying you $1,200.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell.
Jesus.
No way in hell. You're making money off
and
this
is
shit.
Before or during the, it's during the pandemic, but still, this you were there before.
Right when the pandemic happened, no. And I was there before it happened.
Oh.
Yes, in Dallas. I followed a friend, quote, end quote. And yeah.
It feels like the worst thing that could happen to you during a pandemic.
Well, I mean, you know, to be honest.
Well, everybody thought it was going to be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's it was like, months.
Yeah, years.
Years.
Or for some people.
Well, I mean, some people were fucking still getting stimulus some people, checks.
Yeah. I think Howard Stern just came out of his fucking house like a year ago or something. Not too long ago. I'm serious.
What the fuck?
He stayed there for a long time. But he's a germaphobe. You know, a lot of these germaphobes. I was a germaphobe once in my life, and then
how
I figured out.
How is he a germaphobe? I've listened to one of his fucking episodes, and he's like, I just wiped my ass once. I'm like, how are you a germaphobe, dude?
Hey, maybe he's got to have a bidet, right? He's got money.
Hey,
got
if money. He does, cool for him.
Dude,
I
have a bidet. I have a bidet.
Okay.
You're saying that's gay?
I don't like anything up my ass.
Well, okay, let's get it straight.
It doesn't I've had go to pull up, shit
yeah,
out of my own
yeah, yeah,
ass.
Yeah, yeah, but you're not putting anything up your ass with a bidet.
Well, I mean, it's water. Yeah, I get it. But
you take a shower.
Yeah, I take
you put,
a shower.
You don't water. You don't wash your ass.
Of
in
course,
shower.
I wash my ass in the shower. But I'm not shooting a jet stream of water into my.
No,
ass.
You'd rather take your hand with toilet paper and touch shit, and not get everything. Come on, I take the jet water.
Well, I mean, I don't.
Okay, here's another scenario.
This is the thing. I don't use toilet paper. If I take a shit, I'm taking a shower next.
Okay.
Seriously, so, that's what I do. Okay. I take two shits a day or three, and I plan them. I've got strong control over my bowels. I know what the fuck I'm doing.
I have strong bowels.
I am a motherfucking professional. Like, I've been prescribed every opioid in the Sears catalog.
So you take shit like twice a year.
No, I was taking a shit once every 3 weeks when I was on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's what the problem was.
Dude, I was taking Godzilla-sized shits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, one time my mom was like, what the fuck?
Because you scared your own mother?
I scared my own mom, dude. She was like, dude, oh my God. You got to ask my sister about this one. I'm not going to tell you.
That's crazy.
When I was working at this pizza place in fucking Houston,
did your mom beat your ass after that?
No, of course not. She was just pissed as fuck, and she cleaned it.
Oh, no.
She's a saint,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my God.
My mom is a motherfucking saint.
Your poor mother.
I love my mom. No, she taught me everything. All my fuck-ups, everything, dude. She was there with me the whole way.
I understand that.
I'm a mama's boy.
That was a mama. I was
I'm a mama's
boy.
Man.
Yeah.
And somebody hurts mama, I am going to fucking destroy them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. My mom. Yeah. She was. I was the same way with my mom. She passed in 2008.
Damn.
Well, I'm a lot older than you. I'm sure. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 32.
Yeah. Come on. Give me a fucking break.
I know, but at the same time,
my daughter's 4 years.
I'm just I'm worried about it because my dad has Parkinson's.
See, my dad had Alzheimer's. Or dementia.
And that was his father, so my grandfather had Alzheimer's.
So you feel like maybe you're going to inherit that?
Fuck no.
No?
No. So my dad got Parkinson's, and he got it tested to see if it was genetic or hereditary.
Okay.
And it wasn't. And it was because he
so
was
you can't
working.
Pass it down.
No, he was working in a chemical plant as a manager. So both my parents, my biological parents, obviously, are they're chemical engineers. No, they're not still together.
They're chemical engineers.
Yeah, so that's
smart people.
Guess what?
What happened?
I'm just kidding. It made me curious about chemicals.
That deserves a laugh.
Yeah, dude, I'm a fucking chemist. Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
and a pharmacist.
That had to be a pretty cool life. Yeah, right. That had to be a pretty cool life, having two parents that were chemists, pretty much, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, where did they work? You don't have to name the places if you don't want to. If it's some secret shit.
Well, it's not super secret, but like.
Is that why you're into Godzilla and shit?
I mean, I just like the Japanese. I've always liked the anime.
Yeah.
So I grew up on fucking Resident Evil. Like, that's your at jam. Age six. Yeah. You know, I was yeah. playing that, you know, and watching yeah, I was rated like, R movies.
I was like 30.
Hell
so,
yeah, dude.
So, I mean.
Hell yeah.
Wasn't that Sega? No, it was PlayStation.
It was PlayStation. It was PlayStation, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they switched it over to Nintendo GameCube, and I was like all about
the
it.
The Cube.
The Cube.
I have the Switch now.
Yeah, hell yeah. My parents have a Switch.
So you're big into anime and shit, right?
Big into anime, yeah. Big into horror films, like comedies, like you name it.
Have you watched the new series on Netflix, The Airbender, the Avatar Airbender?
No, I never really got into Avatar the Airbender. Yeah.
Okay. I like the movie. The movie was good.
The movie was good. I'll have to
everybody
check
shit
it.
On it, but
really?
I liked it. It was M. Night Shyamalan. I'm a big fan of his.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Everybody
okay.
shit on it. He was supposed to make three of them. After that one flopped, they were like, well, and then they did this fucking Netflix
dude,
thing.
Dude, fuck you know? Critics, dog.
Well, exactly. I
like,
agree.
Like, I mean,
that's why I don't want to be famous.
You can be critical. Well, I mean,
I don't want my podcast to blow up because then they'll cancel me and I'll just be right back here doing the same shit.
Hey, we're going to run it up.
Hey,
anyways.
Look, the critics.
You can't stop us.
If the critics get a hold of this fucking podcast,
yeah,
they I'm
can,
fucked.
Hey, no, they can suck my dick.
They're going to be like,
they
no.
can put me in a bubble and blow me.
You notice no one advertises on this show?
Bro, for
there's
real.
Reasons.
Yes, dude.
Because fuck. I believe in freedom of speech.
Exactly.
Even if I don't like what the fuck you're saying.
Yes. Yeah, we can agree to disagree.
That should be...
The
in the national anthem somewhere, or the Constitution.
Yeah,
at the bottom. No, at the bottom of the Constitution.
It
should
be
say,
the next president's fucking.
Yeah. The last like, decree. The last
like memento. Or whatever.
Yeah, the last decree should be. Let's agree to disagree.
Yeah, just agree to disagree.
John Hancock, get over here and sign. Ass yeah. over here.
Yeah, we're bringing fucking yeah. all the goddamn fucking Constitution.
That should be the Constitution.
Yeah, John just Adams, period. Let's get here now.
Everybody's talking about getting a new Constitution. Mm-hmm. Let's just wipe out the old one
yeah.
and just put, let's agree to disagree.
Exactly.
And have a bunch of people sign it.
Yeah.
Bunch of dumb fucks.
Dude. Oh, my God. Tell me about it. People, holy fuck. So just...
Well...
what?
People are trained. We're trained.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
We're trained
yes.
by our government. Look,
yeah.
if you look at schools, right, mm-hmm. and you look at the way prisons are run,
believe me,
they're
I
very
know.
Similar.
Yes,
right? you
yes.
wake up at a certain time.
Yep,
you're given breakfast.
Routines,
right?
Routines.
You sit in a jail. You're sitting in a general population. You're
yeah,
sitting
you're
there.
Learning,
yeah,
learning,
yeah.
learning.
You can get a college degree in prison.
Yeah, I know. My cousin Chaz.
So school, you have lunch.
Yeah.
You eat it real fast.
Yeah.
You get back to class.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
But I was reading this thing right where they said they invented schools to prep the kids for war. I don't know if this
what?
Was World War One.
No,
or
I believe that it doesn't fucking matter because
I saw that. You know, I was reading this article about this theory or not theory, but this is how. Schools were invented. They
yeah.
were training them to obey.
Exactly. Be a cog.
Have a fucking, what do you call it, a routine,
mm-hmm.
and it sets them for war.
Well, yeah, a cog in the machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe
you,
it.
You believe that?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah. yeah. I got kicked out of two high schools. Two high schools.
Yeah.
And then so
I got kicked out of one.
So the first one
Miami.
Was private. The first one was private, and...
You went to a private school? Yeah. I mean, your parents were
It was a Lutheran private school, and they were fucking doing random drug tests,
like,
which is bullshit.
Like, your grandparents weren't in, like, Oppenheimer.
No. Right. Actually,
sounds
I'll tell
like,
you, I gotta
sounds
say,
like you have some kind of family connection there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because your beats are the bomb.
Oh! Yeah, for real. Bow! But yeah, dude, I got kicked out of fucking two high schools. They let me graduate from the second one because they were in the wrong.
Yeah.
And I was pissed the fuck off. Let me talk about the first one.
Okay. And this is the private one?
Yes.
Okay.
So we had this thing called 3 Days with Jesus where we would,
okay.
yeah, where we would go and clean up fucking garbage and shit at
oh, okay.
a church center,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
which is cool.
Yeah.
But one of my best friends, he was like, smoke some weed.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
That was that. I was that friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. This was somebody that I grew up with.
I was that devil on your shoulder. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Just take a puff.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not actually the devil. It's God.
Yeah. It's me.
Yeah.
It's me. It's me, God. It's Margaret. Yeah. Whatever that book was.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Book about periods. So the private school, you get kicked out. Why? Because you're, okay, so 3 days of Jesus. I'm just going to.
3 days with Jesus.
3 days with Jesus. And we were. And you're picking up trash.
Yes. God, and listen.
Just like the disciples.
So me and my friend and then one other person and another person tagged along.
Yeah.
We went into the woods and we smoked weed.
Didn't get caught. The good old days.
Didn't get caught.
Yeah.
And got on the bus, went home.
Yeah.
Whatever, whatever. And this dumb motherfucker starts talking about it like he's cool in the goddamn hallway. And a fucking teacher overhears him.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you talk.
All four of us got put into the office, separated and interrogated. I'm the only one that's denying everything.
Well, as you should.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
You're
is
the
so
smart. You're
my,
the smart
my,
one.
my best friend at the time that I grew up with, he's still a really good friend of mine. By the way, I just haven't talked to him in a long time. I miss him and I love him.
Is he gone?
No, he's still here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to check before he's doing any questions. Yeah, no.
Go ahead.
But anyways,
got high.
He was like, fuck it.
Ran his mouth.
He was like, I'm a senior. He's like, fuck yeah, I smoked weed. Fuck you. And he was like, I'm a senior. I could just get my fucking diploma online. Yeah.
That's so,
which he did.
How privileged of you guys to get your shit online.
Actually, he's black. He's half black.
But that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The privilege of going online.
Yeah, exactly. Freedom of information.
Yeah, we had to go through GED classes.
I know. I've known some people that.
That's what I'm saying. Generation privilege, I guess.
I've known some people that have gotten to go to GED classes.
Yeah, night school.
Now.
Night school.
Like, now. And it's terrible.
Yeah.
So,
do they still have them?
Yeah.
I think everybody just goes on the interwebs.
You can go to a fucking community college.
That's where I went.
Yeah.
I didn't get my GED.
Me either. I got my associate's degree from a fucking community college.
No, I went to the community college because
yes,
I went to colleges.
Me too.
But first, not for learning.
I know.
I was supplying them with pencils.
Exactly.
School supplies. Erasers.
Just school supplies.
Erasers and tacks.
Yeah.
And little boards for the rooms.
Yes. I'm about it.
You know, so I went to, when anybody goes, you go to college, I went to all of them.
Yeah, I went to every single one.
Yeah,
you don't know it.
So you got,
but you
out.
Got your school supplies.
So, so was the second one a public school?
Yeah, the second one was a public school.
Okay, so the second one was a public school. Did you get kicked out of that for weed?
No.
Or did you suck somebody's dick for cocaine?
Fuck no, I don't. I've never ever.
That was a half-baked joke. But
yeah,
go ahead.
Never sexually compromised for drugs. No,
right.
No.
Never.
Not
even women.
Nah.
Hookers?
I mean...
Transsexuals? I don't know what's
no
correct. What's,
transsexuals, no.
What's correct to say?
I only fuck pussy. I only
cats?
Fuck... No.
Bestiality?
Cats. I'm talking about the real bitches.
Oh,
bitches. Witch
bitches. Dogs. Oh, god damn.
Female, baby. But anyways.
Okay. So if it's a female Venus flytrap, you're in.
I've been in ones and I've left ones.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Like
yes.
The movie Teeth.
I survive.
Okay, so we've established that you're a hetero.
Oh, yeah.
Sexual.
Very, very straight. But listen,
very straight.
We
got that part.
But I can say.
But listen, the more you say it, the less I believe it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you a story. Okay, I can say faggot all I fucking want to.
You can say whatever you want here.
Yeah, exactly. Faggot.
That's what you
need
to do.
Faggot.
But if you say...
Listen, my first...
There's certain words I'd rather you not say.
I'm not going
to... But I don't
I'm
care
not,
if you... That's, your, not, that's on you. We just have to clarify that I didn't say that,
I'm
but
not,
I'll say faggot.
Well, the only reason I'm saying this is because...
Bring it back.
Listen, my first sexual experience...
I'm offended. We got to stop this.
I'm just kidding.
Your face, right? Whoa, dude!
Holy shit! This guy's offended.
Your face was priceless.
I was like, wait, what? Oh damn, dog!
I'm just fucking
dope. Hell yes.
Okay, but go ahead.
So anyways, I had this fucking friend, and like he had all the cool toys, like Jurassic Park toys, fucking Star Wars toys.
His room is really neat.
Yeah, Batman and Robin toys, like fucking Jurassic Park shit everywhere.
Damn.
Yeah,
we baller.
Just play toys.
He-Man Castle.
Yes, yes. And then one night, he was like, hey, let's play Batman and Robin.
Oh, like, but for real, like live action?
Yeah. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. I thought he was, I was just like. I was
who
just
are
like,
you? Who are you?
I was Batman.
Well, at least you got the leading role.
And he was Robin.
I mean, at least you got the leading role. You're not.
And he was Robin Batman's little boy dick out of his turtle water, dude.
I'm just saying, at least he didn't like bring you down to a shitty role. Like,
I would,
Robin.
I would beat the shit out of him, dude.
I'm Batman. Yeah, you suck my dick.
Yeah. I was like, Mom, never take me back.
Mom,
there.
Sorry. No, you got to get your Batman voice.
You suck my dick. Where is she? I'm Batman. Suck my cock.
I am Batman.
So basically, wow, that really happened, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Now, how old were you?
I was like fucking 5, bro.
Oh, well, he didn't know. You guys didn't know. He didn't.
No, that motherfucker knew he was
gay. He just saw his parents driving a stick shift, and he was like.
Oh, this fool knew he was gay before I even knew what sexual orientation was.
How was his S's?
I just knew that this was not okay.
Did he have gay S's?
Huh?
Did he have gay S's?
Yeah, he was. I just knew he was gay.
Okay.
I just knew.
He felt it. He was really neat. Room.
Yes. Yeah. He probably has a
bow tie.
But it's to hide the fact. If he's alive, I don't know. Like,
have you ever gotten contact with him?
Fuck no, dude. Okay. No. Like,
hey, man, you still down with playing Batman and Robin?
Yeah, straight up. I'd be like, hey, where are you?
Find me. He's like, find me on Grindr.
Miss me with that bullshit.
Under throbbing.
Yeah, that's Batman forever gone.
Skeet, skeet.
Because when I was a kid, I wanted to do a comic book called Splatman and Throbbin.
Yeah.
And I was Splatman.
Hell yeah.
And Throbbin was like this dildo that came to life, but it's my sidekick, right? This is a true story.
Fuck yes, dude.
And this was in my head in school.
All
like,
mine are true stories.
And I was telling people like this, I want to make a comic book like this. So you have to go to the Dingleberry Dairy Forest. Eating ass, eating ass.
Yes. And
then you finally find the Valley of Vaginas.
The Valley of Pussy.
And me and Throbbin.
Yes.
Come on, Throbbin. You know.
Okay, Splatman, let's go. Okay, you know.
I got the devices, yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
This is probably like middle school, maybe.
Wait, what? You got me, bro.
And I had this whole thing in my head. It was like, remember when I think it was high school. And Snoop Dogg came out with Murder Was the Case.
Yeah.
It was like an EP or something, or the soundtrack. It was like a short film.
Right.
So I was in the bands at the time, and you have to go pee?
No.
You sure?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and at the time, I was in bands and shit, and...
he's like, do you have to use the restroom?
Well, it looked like you were having to go to the restroom, but anyway,
we just had a Kit Kat break. That's it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So, where was I? I lost
it. You were talking about in high school that you were thinking about.
Oh, so I wanted to do an album like that. I was in a band, right? And I come to the guys and I pitched this thing. Right?
Yeah.
After this probably acid trip or something.
Fuck yes.
Listening to the album Murder Was the Case.
Yes.
And I go, look, I want to do a short film. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do the soundtrack. And there's going to be, remember back in the day, CDs had the hidden track?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
if you waited a couple seconds, exactly. Like all of a sudden the fucking song
of
came
course.
On.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, yeah. They leave the real message.
Okay, so
yes.
Here was the premise of this short film.
Yeah.
So I was a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Coco, calm down. I had two personalities. Shit sparks at everything.
That's okay. Yeah.
So you have two personalities, right?
Right.
So this guy's a serial killer, but at the same time, he's the cop looking for the serial killer.
Nice.
So he's kind of covering up.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they made a movie like that, didn't
I'm
they?
Sure they did. At,
yeah.
But this is way in high school.
Yes,
no, 91,
exactly.
90.
Bro, yeah.
But here's the
billion dollar
but
ideas.
Here's the kicker. Yes. There's no ending. So you had to buy the CD, listen to the soundtrack.
Oh,
and,
my
and,
God.
And the soundtrack would be like Operation Mindcrime or The Wall would be, what they call it, concept album.
Fuck yes.
And the hidden soundtrack was the ending. It would tell you what you were watching. like in a song.
Dude,
like, this is what happened.
That's fucking awesome right? as fuck, right? bro. Yeah.
And they looked at me like, okay, can we have what you're on?
Yes, please.
But they didn't want to do it.
Because they're bitches.
So, yeah, that's always been a project that I had when I was younger.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Let's fucking go.
I mean, I never wanted to play Batman and Robin. That's how we got here.
Yeah.
You would play with Batman and Robin with Dustin or whatever his name was. What was his name?
His name was not Dustin. It was Cameron.
Well, that's a gay name.
So. Yeah, exactly. Hey, you want to listen to his last name? His last name was Toomey.
Oh, boy, I know
Cameron
Toomey.
Cameron Toomey.
I know Mike Toomey.
Yeah, so he was too fucking gay for
Cameron,
me.
almost like, it's like a deaf person saying, come in me.
Cameron
Toomey! Cameron Toomey!
Dude, I never even thought about it like that until now.
Well, I'm an idiot.
No, you're a fucking genius. Don't ever let anybody
I think outside
you.
The box.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, so that's how you got kicked out of school the second time at the public school?
No.
You sucking some dick?
No, fuck no, don't. The second time.
I'm fucking with you. I just matched both of your stories.
Like, wait, whoa. I got to stop one right here and start another right now. Doug, but listen. So, okay, I don't know if we got to that story. AP geography class on my phone, yeah. And I was doing some things. Cause I'm from
well, you had a cell phone. Okay, so what grade was this?
This was senior year of high school.
My God, what year? What year was this?
This was fucking God. 2009, dog. 2009.
Oh my God.
I went to the same the public year I lost school my... that Patrick Swayze
Sir?
Graduated.
It's the year I lost my testicle.
What? No, you're fucking with me.
I was going into 2009.
Holy fuck, dog. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was December or November of 2008.
Damn,
so I was still recovering going into 2009. Does that still count?
Yeah.
That's still a long motherfucking time.
No, fucking bad fucking ass.
Me
I'm
and
sorry.
Hitler.
I'm
just worried I hurt you. But,
no.
Me and Hitler. Yeah, we have one ball. We're in the cool
club.
Kids
club.
I'm giving up air quotes, by the way.
Yeah, I know, right?
I do this whenever I think I might get canceled. I have to say something.
Right, yeah.
Hey, listen.
Dismisses everything. I am no Nazi. I'm an Austrian German, and I got some Jew in me. Okay?
I did not see that coming.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So.
And there was a holy cost that had to be paid.
Yeah,
for
so,
me to get this fucking retardedly brilliant.
This is senior in high school, huh?
Yeah. And anyways, so I was fucking, doing my thing.
Yeah.
And
on the cell phone.
Yeah, school supplies.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Yeah, school supplies, dog. And so anyways,
fuck yeah.
The AP motherfucking geography teacher, and this is just one of the schools I've been to, okay? I've been to all of them, and especially the hard knock one, dog.
Yeah.
And that's not something I'm proud of, okay? It's something that you need to know so you can stay the fuck away from me.
Stay away.
If it gets gangsta, it's going to get gangsta.
Six social distancing.
And I do not need a gun. I've got two hands, and I've got a buck knife, and I will pull it out faster on you than you fucking know it today.
Right.
Like, for real.
Nice.
I'm talking yeehaw.
So, well, we can yeehaw, but what'd you get kicked out of high school for?
So, anyways.
After you yeehawed.
Yeah.
After you yee, how did you haw?
Well, so I was putting my phone away, and the fucking goddamn motherfucking teacher at this AP geography class was like, she was like, you have your phone out. Give it to me. And I was like, okay, fine. I turned it off, gave it to her. There was a lock on it. And she was like, you can have it after the day is over. And I was like, okay, listen what happened. The truancy officer grabbed my phone, broke into it illegally, found all this school supplies, air quotes, related things. And so they sent me to alternative school.
What's an alternative school?
That's the kind of school you have to walk through a metal detector. Yeah. It's basically like a prison,
dog.
Yeah,
we didn't even know what a metal fucking detector was.
Bro.
We didn't have those types of...
You
know what they did to us? They sent us to the principal's office, and you got your ass beat.
Yeah.
They beat your ass.
So that...
Then when you got home,
Yeah. Then you got your ass beat. Really beat. Oh, yeah, really beat. Or you got a tongue lashing like a motherfucker.
Well,
and that's even worse sometimes than an ass beat.
In my backyard, we had a willow tree.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Yep.
Them things grow whips.
I know.
Right.
Yeah,
and
we call them switches.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this is a different type of switch. This is Indiana Jones style, like.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, even if you tried to
that's
run.
A whip switch, dog.
Even if you tried to run, they will get you from 2 yards out.
Hell yeah.
Right. Easy.
Fuck yeah.
You know, the chocolas for the fucking Mexicans.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
We had belts and switches.
My grandfather had a switch and he would whip the shit out of my
And
cousins.
Then 1 year.
I never got the switch.
You ever get a switch from a rose?
I never got the switch from him. Huh?
You ever get a rose stem switch?
A rose stem switch?
Yeah.
God damn, bro.
Yeah.
No.
One time.
No, but listen.
Then my mom got rid of him.
Holy fuck, bro. We used to go to this other school, too. But let me finish the story about how I got kicked out.
Yeah, I know.
So I got put into alternative school. They let me graduate, get my high school diploma from Waltrip.
Okay.
Yeah, this is in H-Town, Texas. Yeah.
I just went NASCAR on you.
Houston, doggy.
That's right.
Yeah, it was off 34th Street. And Ella. I believe Ella. It was in between Ella and T.C. Jester. Yeah. Yeah, I'm being
very... It's right before Umb.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, Ella.
Ella. Hey. You can stand under it.
So basically, yeah.
Do you understand?
No. But, oh, man, you got kicked out of two schools, huh? So, what, did you just go back? You never went back?
No, they let me graduate.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, straight up.
Damn, after all that,
because they knew they were wrong, and I was mad as fuck.
Yeah.
And I went through the whole alternative school process. Dog, you want to talk about some teachers over there?
So, you graduated in Houston, then?
Yeah.
High honors?
No. Yeah.
Were your parents
I was highly honored.
Yeah, but
truth.
Were your parents being who they are? Mm-hmm. Were they highly like on your ass about grades and shit?
Oh my God. My dad wanted to beat the fuck out of me.
Getting F's and shit.
Well, so listen to this. Oh my God. We almost got into a fucking fist fight.
You and your pops?
In my high school. Because he thought I was lying about a track meet. This was at Waltrip. This is before I got fucking kicked out.
Yeah.
And the black track coach, he was also the, the
PE teacher?
No, the free period. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, study hall?
Study hall. Thank you. Yeah. So he was also the study hall teacher. And so, anyways, he looked at me, and he thought he knew me. He just judged me immediately.
Yeah.
And I went to I told my dad, hey, I got this track meet. I'm going to go for Waltrip's fucking track.
Yeah.
And a friend was supposed to come with me. The friend did not go with me.
Ooh.
So he thought I was lying about it.
In his brain.
Yeah.
He thought.
Yeah. He thought
this motherfuckers.
Fucker was going on. And he just couldn't handle it.
Because we always put here at the Unicorner, we always put ourselves in the other person's shoes. So maybe that's what he was thinking. Like, okay.
No, that's definitely what he was thinking.
Yeah.
He thought I was up to some shady shit because I just got kicked out of fucking LHN from.
Your buddy, man.
Yeah, no, that dude was a clown.
Fucking piece of shit.
He's a that dude was a real clown.
He just left you hanging like that?
Bro, listen to this. So he had this chick that he was following around. And this was actually my very first girlfriend. We took each other's V card. Her name was Phoenix.
Valentine's cards?
Yeah. Her name was Phoenix. Is Phoenix.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's her name?
Phoenix.
That's her real fucking name?
Phoenix Hamilton.
Rise of the Phoenix.
Dude, beautiful woman.
Well, you have to be with that name. You can't be ugly as bitch.
She was fucking
Snaggletooth, like I'm Phoenix.
Yeah, she's brilliant too. She's
yeah.
a brilliant woman.
Yeah, first love of your life probably.
I mean to be honest,
we're honest here.
Yes.
Okay.
And then she just listen to this, dude. Her dad
preacher
shot himself in the head. Oh. Yeah, before she
warning, trauma warning for
before she was born. And so she took all that guilt and that shame upon her. And I kept telling her, I was like, no, honey. No, that is not yours.
Yeah.
Your dad was depressed.
Yeah.
And he didn't know what the fuck to do. And he just decided to be a coward. In a way.
Yeah. I hear that a lot.
That's from my opinion. I do not believe assisted suicide, sure.
I'm not judging you on your opinion or anything. I know. I'm a survivor of that.
Yeah.
Me
too.
And yeah. I hear that.
Me too, actually.
And I hear that a lot. Coward. It's not really coward. It's you don't know that.
No. I know.
Whatever the darkness is takes over your mind, and when you're in that hole,
yeah,
you're not thinking about,
yeah,
is this person gonna think,
yeah,
is this person.
Yeah, it's
I'm
not,
just going to take the easy way out. Exactly. No, they get to a point where it's...
The pressure has cooked.
They feel like this is the only door I can open.
No, you're right.
To happiness.
A thousand percent, yes. Yeah.
So, it's not... The only reason I kind of snickered at that said coward
I've tried to kill myself.
I used to say that.
I've tried to kill myself a few times before.
But look at us. We're here doing a podcast.
Exactly. Right. Exactly, because God is good.
But I'm saying I understand. I understand Phoenix's...
Yes, her trauma.
Her...
Yes.
Maybe not directly understand it.
But her perception, yeah.
But how she's feeling, I kind of get it.
So...
And that's a heavy...
Yes, and I kept trying to tell her. I was like, look, you cannot take that upon yourself. Okay? Like, I understand... But it just got to a point, like, she was planning her whole lives out and shit, and I'm like, what the fuck? I am 16 when we first fucked.
Yeah, but you have to understand her traumas
latch
onto something before it leaves.
Exactly.
Right.
And I kept telling her, look, this is not, it's not working. Yeah. It's not working.
I mean, you're right. You were young.
And then this is the only relationship that I've really cheated on and not.
Oh, you cheated on.
Yeah, I did. With a hand job in a fucking movie theater. And actually, the bitch's name was Mary.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
God, you piece of shit.
And listen. listen. Listen to this.
You motherfucker.
I was going to...
Phoenix, if you're out there and you hear this...
I was going to...
This motherfucker.
I was going to fuck Mary, but to be honest, like...
Fuck Mary, kill.
We went to her place. At one point, this was a different time.
Wait.
I was
with Mary.
With Mary, yes.
The hand jobber.
Yes.
Hand job Mary.
I was gonna go
as we call her,
but dude, that fish sandwich stunk, and so I had to tell her. I was like, I forgot something at home in the oven. That's literally
so you
what
risked,
I said.
You risked the beauty, soul of Phoenix, to go up in some rotten ass.
Well,
no wonder she was good with a hand job. Nobody wanted to fuck her.
Well, no, everybody fucked her, dog. Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet you the smart guys just got the handies.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
I got the fuck up out of there.
The smart guys were like,
I ain't no blue waffle, dog.
Yeah.
I like chicken and waffles, dog.
Yeah.
I ain't no blue. Not
so you got
that
the,
kind.
So you cheated hand job in
and I
theater.
I told her about it. I told her about it. And I kept telling her, like, look. Like,
and that was the end of
it. I might be misremembering some details and other people's fucking opinions, but I don't really give a shit.
And what would you be misremembering?
Like,
come on.
Like, timing. Like, how the events happened.
Oh, when it happened.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I see
that kind of shit. That kind of shit. But everything else is fucking absolutely true.
We were on
a
break.
I told her, I was like, we are breaking up. We're done.
Yeah.
And she called me for 3 fucking months begging me to come, like, build a relationship back.
Yeah.
And I said, fine.
I mean, you were 16.
And I told her about, you know, the cheating and everything.
Was this basically your high school sweetheart?
I mean, yeah. In a very big way. And she... Yeah. She did some amazing things. She got on the cover of Houston Press magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and did modeling for a while.
Hell yeah.
But
the Phoenix Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then she turned to
stuff.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. See, I'm from Ohio, and it's the heroin epidemic there.
No, know? I'm not. I'm not talking about drugs. I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hand jobs.
Yeah, hand jobs. Well, yes. Yeah.
That
kind of stuff.
That field.
Yeah, and her cousin reached out to me when I was in another relationship.
Now, are we talking OnlyFans? Are we talking?
No, we are talking tryst.
Tricksters. Tricks, tricky. Yeah. Tricks are for kids.
Yep.
Gotcha. That's sad.
Yeah.
Probably not a high price one either.
Well, so when we got back together, she thought that anal was going to be something like, you know, that I wanted at all. When I told her that the relationship was over.
Wait, what?
Yeah. She thought that, okay, I'm going to let him fuck me in my ass.
Okay.
And I'll have him forever.
That was her path. That was her.
Yes.
Path to your heart?
I guess. Anal? Yes. And I was like, I told her, I was like, and she kept doing the same thing. Dude, we would be on the phone for fucking hours. It would be like 20 minutes of conversation. And then hours of silence until I fell asleep. I was
so
just like,
in order to get you back.
This is what she did. Yeah.
This is her plan, her big plan.
Her big plan, bro.
Look, if he fucks me in the ass. Not I'm going to get pregnant or other plan. You know, I feel like there's other plans.
Talk about daddy issues, dog.
I feel like there's
daddy issues, dog.
Like, where was that on her ladder of, I'm going to get him back, but nah, I can't do that. Yes. I don't want a baby. Anal.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to present the asshole, and if he takes that,
and so
I'm going to grab him forever. Like, that
we
was the...
We stayed together for a while after that, and then she kept doing the same.
Well, did it work?
No, it did not work, obviously. She's an ex-girlfriend. Like, fuck no, it didn't work, duh.
But you stayed a couple months after.
I stayed a couple months after.
Because the anal was good.
No, just to entertain her.
Okay.
On trying to understand.
Okay, Cat Williams.
Yes, I was trying to help her understand, hey... Your problems.
Yeah. But the anal's okay.
I don't want them. Like, this was just a high school relationship.
You couldn't have just said it.
And I didn't want to fucking get married right then.
You couldn't have just said at that point, like, look, you don't have to.
I mean, I told her.
You don't
like,
have to present
I was,
your
I was like, what
we
the
don't have to f- invade
like,
your butthole
I was
for
like,
me.
You really think this is what? Woman?
Oh, that's funny. What a plan.
Yeah, and then she told everybody I did her fucking dirty. And I was like,
well,
no.
You didn't take the dirt road.
I did, yeah, that. But at the same time, she told everybody I did her dirty whenever I was telling her. I was like, look, I do not want to
get
fucking...
Well, you did get the hand job at the movie. What movie was it, at least? Was it a good movie?
What the movie was. We stayed for
I was gonna say, if you would have remembered the movie, fuck, that was a horrible hand job.
I just got
that
hand
was
job.
A great hand job.
I can't remember what the movie was right now, but it was probably
what
something.
Year
2008.
Oh, you were going
2008. Yeah, that's when I was a junior. Yes, 2008.
My lord.
Yeah. When I was a freshman, listen, when I was a freshman, I lived in Scotland. In Aberdeen.
Ohio?
Aberdeen, Scotland. No.
Aberdeen?
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen?
Yes. Scottish.
Okay, like the actual Scotland. Like, what the fuck were you doing over there? Your parents chemicaling it up?
No. So, okay, I have a really big family. Very big family.
Yeah.
And I love
that's what
them
I say
all.
To the ladies.
I love them all. Like.
Oh, that's good. You're a hippie.
Yeah, of course I am.
Coco, chill.
Yeah, dude. I've got a heart of gold, man. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not just
seem
saying.
Like a good guy.
I'm just not saying that because like I'm being narcissistic. I'm just fucking
no,
giving.
We get it.
Yeah, dude. I love.
Scotch is the same way. He's a lovable. You know, he loves everything. You know.
Yeah, me. I go way too. I go hard in the paint.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, then I figure out. Okay, maybe I shouldn't.
Well, yeah,
with
rain
this
it
person.
Back.
Yeah,
yeah, rain it
and
back.
So now I'm learning to like just like.
Well, you're a young man. You're a young man. You got
I mean,
a lot to figure
dog,
out.
Dog, like
know?
I fucking attract people when I don't even want them. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Well, and when I want them, they're like, run.
Yeah, well,
straight up, dude.
That's the best advice.
Except for.
But not everybody's an individual, so.
Yeah.
I can't say it's never going to happen for you.
What
are you,
mean?
Young man? Love.
No. It is happening.
Feelings.
No, it is happening.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling anybody who it is.
No. Privacy is.
Yeah.
That's the key to happiness.
Exactly. And I care about this woman a lot.
That's good. It's good to hear.
Because
you don't hear that anymore nowadays. Dude, everybody's cheating on everybody, getting hand jobs in movie theaters.
I know, dude. I went the dirty route first, and then I'm trying to just go back home to wholesomeness.
Yeah. Wholesomeness. And where do you still live in Houston?
Bro, I will.
Like,
Houston,
damn, you drove a long.
Houston will never leave my heart, dog.
I have my cone tires and my grills.
Like, straight up, dude.
Sipping
on
some
shit. I grew up on fucking ABN. I grew up on motherfucking Slim. Dog, yeah. 3-6 Mafia.
That's me and Courtney.
Young Buck.
You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course I know that. Yeah. Yeah, of course I know that. Y'all are my fucking homies. I love y'all so much.
So, where do you stay? In Austin now? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. Somewhere around there.
That's to say, if you lived and still live in Houston.
And just let's just say it's a big stone, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That okay, area. I got you.
That area. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm there all the time. I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there all fucking day tomorrow. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about now. Mm-hmm. And the smart ones in Texas will know
exactly
what that meant.
Yes.
For the rest of yous in Germany, sorry.
Be fucking stupid.
Deutschen,
exactly, yeah.
I don't know what to
say. Yeah.
I just like to talk gibberish.
No, yeah, me too, all the time. I speak Ketamese, nigga.
I speak Ketamese. Oh, that's funny.
Yes. And I don't care what people think. Like, listen, dude, I've had 23andMe done.
Have you?
An aunt. Yes.
Have you really had that done?
Yeah.
The 23andMe?
Well, I don't need to because
my daughter did it.
My family.
I don't know if it was 23andMe. It was the other
so
one.
My aunt did 23andMe.
Yeah.
My father, he knows all of his
history. Yeah, my sister's like that.
My father is a merchant. He was a merchant marine.
Oh,
yes.
My best friend growing up and through high school, still one of my best friends.
My dad is a fucking warrior.
Yeah,
he's a warrior and he's a good man. And
so he's a merchant marine. Your pops?
He not anymore. I mean, he's a chemical engineer after merchant marine.
Yeah,
he's got so many stories. I mean, like. He said one time he went out on a kayak past like the 5th or 6th sandbar, and it was either a tiger or a mako shark or a fucking blackfin fucking
some kind of shark.
Some kind of big ass shark, dog.
It was fucking shark week.
I think he said mako. I think he said it was a blue mako.
Yeah.
Fucking did a backflip over his kayak.
What?
Yes. And he was like, I think it's time to go to shore.
You think?
Yes. And he fucking paddled his ass back to shore.
Got his ass back there,
yes. He said one time he was out on his canal. Dog, listen to this. And he was in a kayak. And a fucking water snake came up and went. And he was like, what the fuck?
Like a cottonmouth?
Or no, whatever. I don't know.
Because snakes in the water are poisonous, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Your dad needs to stay the fuck out of water.
My dad loves the water, dog.
Fucking Steve
he's a
Irwin.
Sailor, bro.
Goddamn
he's
Steve.
Been working on his motherfucking sailboat that he's got for the last 9 years.
Well, tell Popeye to chill.
I have. I told
he's going to die with one of these. The next is going to be a whale.
I told him, I was like, Dad, you start too many projects and you don't fucking finish them. This is where my ADHD comes from.
Look like me. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Straight the fuck up. But
we better put a laugh track on that.
I love my dad. We spoke.
That's good.
We spoke the other day.
I didn't have a really good relationship.
I cried. No,
I didn't have that kind of relationship.
We had a terrible relationship.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, but you guys still love each other.
Now
you had a dad, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And like, we had a terrible relationship because of drugs. School supplies.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We could say drugs.
Yes.
Unless we're talking about when you were in school, then I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Or you're selling to a school now.
No. So between. Never. Straight up.
Smoke weed every day.
Yes.
Yes. The sweet 70.
So you don't live in Houston anymore. You live around here in Texas, around the Austin area, we'll say.
Yeah.
And you were telling me earlier, because I asked what you did for a living, and you told me, I'm just gonna say, you peddle Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I peddle some soda.
You're a pepper peddler.
Yeah, I'm Willy Wonka's motherfucking Oompa Loompa.
So everybody here knows that's.
But not the chocolate. That's not the chocolate factory.
That's my favorite fucking drink. Now,
is there hot chocolate? Yes.
No, Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I know.
Is there really a Dr. Pepper, Texas?
What do you mean?
Is there really a town where there's Dr. Pepper invented Dr. Pepper called Dr. Pepper, Texas?
I have no idea.
I've heard about this.
I have no idea.
And that's where the Dr. Pepper started.
What?
Yes.
No shit.
Man, you should notice. You peddle this shit, man.
Well, listen, I don't. The company. I've been
You're up at 7-Eleven's like, hey, man, I'll give you a case.
I've been 350. Oh, my goddamn motherfucking.
So, what exactly do you do?
Problems.
What do you exactly do?
I had to tell my boss, I was like, look, motherfucker. I worked 14 and a half hours a day before.
No, I mean, what do you do now with a Dr. Pepper? Explain that.
Oh, I merchandise soda.
Merchandise.
Yeah,
so you sell the sodas.
I know. Yeah, basically.
You sell sodas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You go and you go do inventory. People don't know. So
yeah. So I'll go to, whenever they have a delivery.
Yeah.
I'll unload the delivery, put it on the shelves, get rid of the back stock, clean up the back stock, make it look nice.
Gotcha.
Yeah, figure out whatever the fuck is going on.
Gotcha.
The fuckheads at work that are pretending to work, that aren't doing work, that are getting high in parking lots and
so
shit.
You're like when you see the Coca-Cola trucks, kind of like that? Not the van, but the vans, you know, like they're not really trucks, but they're like...
18-wheelers?
No.
Like, you were talking about the
school
buses?
Ones.
The school buses?
Kinda.
Yeah, the Coca-Cola school bus?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah, that's beautiful. But no, I don't drive that.
I call them Coke dealers.
Yeah.
But there's ones with
masterpiece,
vans.
Masterpiece, dog. Yeah, ice cream. Are you about it?
Hey, guys. I'm here to sell you some Coke.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's just Coca-Cola. Yeah, it's Coca-Cola. It's Coca-Cola. Because I take pictures of it, and I always say, look, it's a Coke dealer.
So they think there's separation between the companies.
So basically what you go into whatever store, what is it, H-E-B?
Yeah, H-E-B, Randall's.
You go take their inventory, see what's selling more. Yeah. If vanilla, whatever, blase, Dr. Pepper isn't doing great.
So actually, we have the manufacturing rights.
Yeah, because I used to do cigarettes, and it's kind of that way.
Yeah, but Coca-Cola has the distribution contract.
Oh, see, I always thought Dr. Pepper was a Pepsi.
No, product. Dr. Pepper is Dr.
Or like
Dr.
they're
Pepper.
On their own island, right?
So it's Keurig, Dr. Pepper, Big Red, Big Blue.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so we have Canada Dry.
And that's Coca-Cola products.
No, this is all no.
This is Dr. Pepper.
This is Dr. Pepper. Oh, this is Big Red, though. And I'm about that Big Blue. You know what I'm talking about?
That makes sense now.
Yes.
So they have their own, like Coca-Cola has and Pepsi has. Dr. Pepper is its own entity.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, they think that there's competition between companies. But we all know that there are just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The octopus.
Wait, what?
The tentacles.
Oh, gotcha. The big corp. Yeah. Gotcha grip.
There's only one big boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One George Soros.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that dude. I hope he dies now. No, right now. Never. I'm going to will it into the world right now.
No, as long as there's adrenochrome, he's never going to die.
Oh, fuck that shit. That's fucked up, dog. Like, straight the fuck up.
I'm sorry, did I offend you?
No. You didn't offend me by any means, but I will kill a motherfucker that rapes a child, okay?
No, they just take their blood. No big deal. And they drink it.
Yeah, yeah.
Adrenochrome, man.
Yeah, and I think they're killing kids and raping them, okay?
Well...
Who knows?
They're not killing them or raping them.
They're definitely raping them. Vatican? What the fuck?
No.
Yes, come on.
Come on.
Separation between church and state.
How dare you?
Get
that's,
the fuck up out of here,
that is
dog.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy. Constantinople.
Lord, please forgive him.
Yes, they like,
sorry, let me get my...
Bro.
Lord, please... Please forgive AJ.
You're A1 angel.
AG.
Gangster.
See, this is why bad things happen to us. Fuck you, Jesus.
Damn, dog.
No, I ain't let you talk to Jesus. You know. No. He will shoot us with lightning right now.
Listen. I give praise to the trend. And listen.
So you're saying that, okay, this is breaking
news.
And
I'm talking about fucking sacred geometry. Here.
So you're saying that the Catholic Church.
Yes.
Is.
They did some wrong things.
This is breaking news.
I know. Who found out?
Of course, but,
Paul Revere. Yeah. The British are coming.
Right. Well, yeah. It's British, yeah. They'll
exactly.
Hide everything. Look at Diana. I mean, Jesus. But straight let's go back to it. Let's go back to it. What you're saying, is there truth to that? You know?
Of them molesting children?
Whoa.
And covering it up?
Well.
Yes, of course there's truth to
there's
that.
There's what's his name? Who's the guy that just...
Epstein?
Killed himself.
Yeah. Pleasure Island.
Yeah.
And fucking... Scope does the best RFK fucking impersonation.
Does he?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to ask him about that because you know what, Scope.
Dude, he
is
my best.
Can you
fucking
do it?
Friend?
Oh, so you and Scope know each other? Of
yes.
Course.
I'd have to listen to RFK for a second,
last.
And then I can fucking mimic it. But right now,
I don't know. I can't do it. Hey guys, almost like Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, vote for me for the president.
I'm just gonna go, all right, dog. Like,
well, that's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, exactly.
Robert Kennedy?
Hold on.
Robert Kennedy's hard. Here, punch
like,
me in the throat. I'll be able to talk.
What does
later.
RFK sound like? 1 second.
Hey, vote for me.
Listen,
the vaccines.
Listen, guys. This is the truth here, okay? This is the
now
truth.
You sound like...
This is RFK.
No.
This is RFK.
You kind of look like him if he had glasses. What's his name?
Kennedy?
No.
Elvis Presley?
No, the COVID dude. The doctor. What's his name? Man, you sounded just like him.
Oh, fucking...
What the fuck's his name?
Fuck that guy! Fuck that guy, dude.
Fuck you, Fauci. Fuck you, Fauci.
Fuck you, Fauci. I will beat your ass, dog.
All right, calm down.
Listen. Fauci, you better fucking
but you just,
run if I see you.
Yeah, but...
I will catch a charge there, okay, for fucking America.
Okay, calm down.
I'm sorry.
Calm down. let's
you know I get live, dog.
I know, but...
I'm a gangster.
I know, but you just did a good Fauci impersonation. Trying to do Robert Kennedy.
I can't remember how RFK sounds right now.
I don't know, but do it again.
No, I'm done with that.
I'm Dr. Fauci, and put on the mask.
Listen, guys.
Get a booster.
Listen, this is what we need to do.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dr. Fauci,
yeah,
get a booster.
Big Dick Cheney, dog.
I just got 5 boosters.
Darth Cheney.
You did a good
meow,
Kennedy.
Meow, meow, meow. Mm.
Wow.
Doggy, I love you.
She's got to go potty soon. We'll be done in a minute. We'll
fine.
Be done soon.
We can pause it.
Yeah, we will.
All right, let's just pause it.
Okay, we're going to take a pause and take a leak.
Yes, we're going to go walk some dogs.
All right, we're back. There was a little feedback there.
We are back.
We're back. We took a leak. Coco took a leak.
Hasta la vista, baby.
But we're just going to do a few more minutes, and then we're going to wrap this up because I didn't notice that we did an hour already.
Yeah.
You're always welcome back. But
yeah, I'll come back anytime and every time.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to say the reason I say nigga is
did
because
you, did
I'm,
you?
Because I'm a nigga too. Because
I don't remember you saying it.
Yeah, you don't, do you? But
I forgot my sunglasses.
Yeah, fuck the sunglasses, dog. I don't need no hater blockers because I've got
Well,
hands.
No, they're not hater blockers. Sometimes I just... Anyway.
Yeah, I've got hands and I've got guns.
But I don't...
But not mine, okay? They're my family's. And I don't need a gun, okay?
But,
I don't try to start fights here.
No, it was a nice hang here.
But I just want to say I'm a reverse Oreo.
A reverse Oreo?
Yeah. So you know the
EL Fudge?
Yes.
That's 2 white dudes and a black girl.
No.
Or 2 white. Yeah, did I say that right? 2
No, I don't share my women.
No? Or 1 black guy, 2 white guys?
No, I'll watch it, but I don't share my women.
You watch it, you don't share it? You watch the share?
I'll watch it on Pornhub. Here. Okay?
Yeah. Not here.
Not here.
Holy shit.
No, we're not watching porn right now. What the fuck? No. Get a look about it.
Listen. No, I understand what you're saying. I'm
but I know. But, yeah, I don't share my women.
No,
I don't
share my women.
And I've slept with many.
I see you're humble about it. I'm a virgin.
Listen, this is exactly...
Is that a sarcastic laugh?
No, it was fucking awesome as fuck laugh right there.
I haven't got my V card, as you called it earlier.
Yes, the Valentine's card.
Yeah, exactly.
I love you.
Exactly, Valentine's card.
I love you, my dog.
But
hold on 1 second.
Look at her. She's like, what the fuck?
I know. Hey, baby. It's okay. Like, I love you.
She's just like, pay attention to me. You guys been talking too long.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is what happens when I do the podcast by myself. She'll be like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Dude, you yapping too much. She's like my timer.
Yeah. I just want to say I love and grew up on fucking SUC.
Yeah.
UGK.
Yeah.
DJ Houston. Fucking Screw, dude.
DJ Screw, I loved. I still have one of his CDs somewhere. I was packing, and I go, oh my god! And it's not just like a CD. It's anytime you got a DJ Screw CD from where I'm from, it was like, sharpied.
Yeah,
DJ Screw,
dude.
Whatever album it was.
Let me tell you about the alumni that I used to hang out with. They were fucking dope as fuck. Dope as fuck,
bro.
Yeah, I didn't really hang out with too many people like in my grade level.
Yeah.
I tried to hang out with the older ones.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I was when I was growing up. I always hung out with the older crowd.
Yeah, and like the ones that were at my level, they would just come over to my family's house so that they could fuck their girlfriends and whatever. and so I could fuck my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like and a little orgy.
Yeah. Well,
except for no swapping.
Rooms,
no swapping.
Separate rooms, yeah. Okay? Yeah. We had guest rooms.
Curtains.
Yes. Guest rooms. You do that there.
Look, man, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to finger bang this chick over here.
Yeah, but.
You go across the room.
Dog, I can talk to you about girlfriends all day.
I don't know. I'm a virgin. I'll give that one to you.
Yes.
Well, that's for another.
For all my fellow werewolves.
Well, aren't
brothers.
You in love? Aren't you in love? You
I am. Okay, I am. Yes, so. I am. I love her.
You're settled. Your heart is settled.
And I
not
am,
settled.
I am working on. She already knows what's up. She already knows what's up.
How does she feel?
Same.
Does she know this?
Mm-hmm.
Does she know that you? Okay, yeah. This isn't like one of those Facebook from Philippines.
No.
I love you, daddy. I love you, daddy.
This is a very...
Me have long time...
Her ex-boyfriend treated her like shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but didn't you have an ex-girlfriend that treated you like shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see?
Exactly. Karma.
Yeah. It's all...
Part of the plan.
Well, it's hard. That's why people struggle to find a pure relationship nowadays.
Yes, exactly. You know? Because you have to be honest.
Yeah, trust and loyalty and all that is not cool anymore. You're right. It's not.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's not cool.
It's terrible.
How dare you have a functional relationship?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You're the outcast.
Yeah.
Look at that fucking relationship nerd having a great relationship. Oh, my God.
Right? That's how it is.
Bro, the first date was amazing.
The hate.
Amazing. Oh, my God.
So you guys went on a first date. Is this recent?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a recent flowering?
I mean, this has been in the works for years.
Oh. The long con.
She had a boyfriend at the time.
Talking to the microphone.
She had a boyfriend at the time. I was single. She was strung the fuck out.
Hmm.
Doing fucking Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
And whatever else. And I love her. I love her. That's good. I care about her so much.
You keep telling her that.
And she already knows.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if she knows, or if you think she knows, or no, she says she knows, keep telling
her. I will.
That's my best advice.
Yes, and I will
tell you. I'm a virgin, but that's my best advice. I don't know.
I love you, dude.
I don't know about these such things.
Fuck, man. I'm so glad that I'm here.
Me too, man. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're looking, you know, it's getting a little late.
Yeah, it is.
We both have to work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go out. Let's
say good night.
Let's exit out with the green room, since that's where we met. Well, we met through Houdina and Scotch and somebody else that was there.
Mm-hmm.
Your buddy. We don't have to say his name, but whatever. The green room is kind of where we met.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yes.
We'll play. We'll exit with the
green. I'm not going to say his name.
No.
Because he doesn't want
I don't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ba-tanga.
Yeah.
Bingo.
You just won. You just won,
so,
bingo.
Right, exactly. Somewhere, some old lady's like, God damn. All right, so I'll lead you out with the green room song. Anything you want to say before we go? Anything you want to promote?
Man, I just promote peace and love. And if somebody tries to fuck with me and thinks that, like, I won't get gangsta, I'll get gangsta real quick.
That's the young blood in you.
That's the young blood in me? No, that's the H-Town codeine in me.
Yeah, well, that's fine, but remember the love that you said you wanted to share.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Spread the love, man.
And
you're a gangster of love.
I'm a gangster of love.
There you go. All right, everybody. Stay high. Yes. Stay high. Thanks for coming on, man. You're always welcome.
I love you.
You're always welcome. You're a crazy guy. I love you for that. I love crazy, weird people, and you to me. I like it.
I love you so much.
You exactly what you Splatch Unicorner is about. You, exactly. Scotch, Oreo, everybody that's been on this show.
Fuck yeah, me
everybody,
too,
stay hot. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say I support all comics.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a comic.
Except for motherfucking.
I'm not a comic. Well, let's not say his name. Let's not say his name.
Except for pedophiles.
Okay, well, that's gross.
Beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're getting out of control here. We're getting derailed here. Everybody. Saying, okay. I'm gonna.
Don't fuck kids. Okay.
Don't fuck kids.
Don't
stay
fuck
gangster
kids.
And
stay
spread
gangster
love.
Stay gangster and spread love.
Everybody, stay high, stay fly, peace and love in the holy smoke above. We're out, bitches.
Green room and Mr. Nice Guy. Mr. Nice Guys. Go check it out. Yeah. It's the best place, no doubt. It's the green room and Mr. Nice Guy. Have a drink and get so high at the green room and Mr. Nice Guys. At the green room and Mr. Nice Guys. Yeah. Peace and love.